Sibile_Khumalo.
30 minutes before 7, I was just joking to my next guest off air here that if you want a career where you probably will never run out of work to do, you should go and work for the Competition Commission. Boy, do they ever have a lot of work to do. And of course, the gods saw it fit to have a JSE ad just before I speak to the chief executive of A2X, because they are competitors. They are in there to shake the market after 100 years. Mr. A2X, what are you hoping that you achieve? Welcome to Power.
Well, thank you very much for having me and, you know, giving me an opportunity to talk about A2X. What are we trying to achieve? We're trying to bring competition to a market that's had a sole supplier.
Why do we need competition there? I mean, it's worked. It works clearly. People like it. It's broken records. It's there. Your heart is broken, it seems.
You're 100%. It's very effective, but it's not necessarily very efficient. And we've seen this internationally, where many regulators have introduced competition into capital markets
right.
with the purpose of reducing costs and creating innovation and having a much more responsive and dynamic industry. So the way we've looked internationally, we said, what can we bring to South Africa? What is the most likely model to succeed as a first competitor? And so what we've done, we've gone and we've licensed some top-end technology, which is super fast, super resilient, super agile. We don't have the legacy of old systems, and we can offer material discounts to the brokers. So, you know, from day one, we said to them, we'll save you in excess of 40% if you trade in our market.
40% cheaper than a Jay-Z.
That is correct.
But you do have this slight hamstring that you knew. We don't know you. We don't trust you just because we don't know you. Not that you're bad people. We just know the other guys in Sandton, right there, right next to all the big banks. They've always been there. They were downtown once. We don't know you. Why come to you?
Look, that's a challenge for any new business.
Indeed.
Right? It's to build that trust and to build your profile to get the business. So part of the job we have is to get out there and make people understand our model and the value proposition.
Right.
So what I would say, though, I think, you know, we launched on Friday. Obviously, very exciting times for us after about 3 years of hard work.
Well done, yeah.
Thank you. And we launched with three, you know, high-caliber companies. You know, we've launched with Peregrine Holdings, with African Rainbow Capital, and with Coronation Fund Managers. All these people are involved in the capital markets in one way or another. They see the value proposition we're bringing. In addition to that, we launched with three of the top five brokers in South Africa. So there's no doubt there's a lot of support for the introduction of competition. Our challenge is obviously to turn that over time into a very healthy market. Our goal over 3 to 5 years is to take about a 20% share of the total activity.
All right. So what's in it for African Rainbow Capital, Peregrine, Coronation Fund Managers? All of these, I think, are listed on the JSE.
That is correct. So our model is very much a secondary listing.
Uh-huh.
So effectively, they need to have a listing on the JSE, and then they can look to have a secondary listing on A2X.
So all companies that list on A2X have to be secondary listing or not necessarily?
They
could be primary.
At this point in time, they all have to be secondary
they
listing.
They have to be, okay.
We will look to introduce primary listings in time. No one's going to delist from the JSE and list on A2X at this point of our development, but they may in 18 months or 2 years' time. So what's in it for the companies? Well, what we've seen internationally is that if you can reduce the cost of doing business, you get more business.
Right.
Now, the new breed of investors around the world that are increasingly playing an important part are people like quants funds,
yeah.
liquidity providers,
yeah.
hedge funds. They look at South Africa and they say to you, you're a high-cost destination.
Uh-huh.
If you can reduce the cost of doing business, we will do more business.
I see.
So there's kind of three things. One is it improves liquidity because the friction cost goes down. It broadens your shareholder base. And thirdly, actually, by reducing cost, you can narrow your bid offer spread, which means you get a better quality price discovery process. And on top of all that, you now have a business that is looking to get new business.
Yeah.
So it's innovative, it's responsive, it's creative, and you get a much more dynamic environment. So to cut it short, it's good for the shareholders of companies, which makes it good for the company.
So how then does it work? Because you know, these three companies, for example, have a share price on the JSE based on shares that traded there. Does that just simply get reflected on the other side as well? Or it's two parallel exchanges? How does it work?
That's exactly right. It's like two parallel exchanges. So the best example would be, if you look at the JSE at the moment, of the top 10 largest market cap stocks, 7 of them are secondary listings. Mm. Okay, the primary listing is offshore. Mm-hmm. So you're running a parallel market, one in London, one in South Africa, right? The prices are aligned because you get what they call arbitrageurs that make sure there's no price gaps. So the prices will always be largely aligned, because otherwise someone will take a gap for the profit. So you will get two markets. The way we're doing it, we're trying to encourage liquidity to our market. And we're doing that. Not only are we offering big price discounts, we're saying to the first bunch of brokers that sign up, we will make it free to post liquidity in our market.
I see.
For a period of time. So you can understand the incentive to them. You know, as an industry, they're paying around 1.7, 1.8
right.
billion a year in costs.
Yeah.
If they can save, you know, in excess of 40%, there's a real incentive
for
them.
Yeah, yeah. No, indeed, that definitely sounds like a good incentive. Well, congratulations, my good man. I wish you all the best, and well done for... this is one way of kicking off what you were talking about earlier on, which is the credibility conversation. People don't know you. Obviously, knew you got to build that brand. You got to build that reputation. When you're kicking off with African Rainbow Capital, with all the promises it suddenly has given the rest of us, even when they listed on the JSE, Peregrine, an old hound in the listed environment, and of course, Coronation Fund Manager. You can't get much better than that. So off to a great start, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for popping in, Kevin Brady, Chief Executive at A2X. There you go. They've launched, so you can go and check them out. You can perhaps just go in and maybe test their market and see if indeed the promise that he makes is the promise that they keep. 7 minutes before seven, on the other side is a short break. Chairperson at Eskom joins me on the line.
Hear the news.
I come from the African National Congress. We are taught every day, and we've internalized the teaching, that we must smile even if there are difficulties, because we are stronger than problems.
Talk about it here.
Some of our competing companies, I think we must claim that conferences must not be a takeover. Comments of the age must be equal, whether they're in the position of authority or not.
The ANC is in a state of paralysis. The denialists from Queen's Agent.